Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back to The Savage Truth. I'm your host and grateful to have you, Cicely Davis, here. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review. We like to keep it positive here, folks, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And shout out to my team, Rick, behind the camera today. Rick, how you doing today?
Good.
All right. Rick's doing great. I'm doing great, feeling good. And I want to take a little time here, a couple of seconds, to my producer, TS. Okay? I won't say his name. I'll just give his initials. Absolutely couldn't do this without you. Couldn't do it without you both. No one who's doing anything that's challenging or successful or excellent does it alone. It definitely takes a team of people, so I appreciate you both. Oh, and yes, please, remember to have fun. Remember to love yourself and find a reason to laugh. Look high, low, deep, and wide. Why? Because it's just simply good for the soul. And if you're having trouble finding a reason for some good laughs, I can help you out with that today. I can help you out with that right now because we are going to be a single soul subject today for this episode.
Because we have the King of California, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, who got a hilarious reality check after turning to the public for a new state coin design. The coin idea from the public included issues facing California like homelessness, crime, and immigration. Now, I know you probably say, Cicely. Gavin Newsom again. Yes, I realize that this is a subject matter of low-hanging fruit. But the truth is, he's so easy to pick on, right? He gives us so much fodder, so much subject, and he's in so often, and he just messes up so consistently. Who can pass it up? One subject episode today, because the audacity of this is so incredible. So the guy who governs the state where people can't get a U-Haul to actually leave the state, Gavin Newsom, on Thursday asked for the public's help and designing a new $1 coin to honor the state's innovations. But many of the responses pointed to anything but positive accomplishments for which the state was once proudly known. You know, when people outside of California, like myself and many of you who don't actually live in the state, think of innovation, they think of things like Silicon Valley and the tech boom, as well as leading the way in wildlife conservation. I mean, this is what Cali's known for. I'll give them that. The state is on the cutting edge in Silicon Valley. No one can deny that. And truly, truly, their efforts in leading the way in wildlife conservation is admirable. But lately, businesses have been fleeing the blue state because of its failure to address crime, homelessness, and the escalating costs of living. Newsom and the state legislature have been harshly criticized, mostly by Californians, mind you, and rightfully so, over his failure to address the state's $73 billion budget deficit, with some pointing to overspending as the main problem. Now, while this guy overspends like crazy, like he's from Congress himself, and people are leaving the state in droves, he's busy pointing his attention toward a national pro-abortion campaign instead of issues directly affecting his own state. Things like an insurance crisis, affordability crisis, rising crime, wildfire risks, and skyrocketing electric costs. Now, I don't live in the state of California. You all know where I am. I'm in the state of Minnesota, but I can. And I do recognize that this is undoubtedly and without challenge, I think, one of the most beautiful states in the country. I can appreciate California for its weather, its landscape, its history, Hollywood, and the wealth. It all makes it attractive, and a very attractive state, and one that provides beauty and interest and richness to this great nation of ours. California is special. I fully acknowledge that. I think a lot of people do, even if they don't live there. They can see, and I can see and agree with that. One of my favorite presidents is from California, a totally different kind of governor and president, respectfully, Ronald Reagan. No comparison there. But continuing with his obvious failure to focus on the problems affecting his state, Newsom took time on Thursday to get input from his constituents regarding a state coin. Here's what he posted on X, and I quote, "Calling all members of the tortured coin designers department, California is getting its own $1 coin to honor innovation slated to be issued in 2026, and we need your help. What is a California innovation you'd like to see featured on the coin? Send ideas to coinsubmission@gov.ca.gov. Now, the constituents did not hold back on providing the governor with ideas that they thought seemed fitting for the state's new $1 coin. Oh, I would just love this. Now, in this moment when I read this, I actually was wishing at that moment that I was a resident of California. But get a hold of this guy, right? The audacity of this guy, it's crazy. There's such a long star lineup of bad socialist Democrats in leadership in this country. It's truly unbelievable sometimes. And just when you think it's bad, they show up and give us worse. And this guy is so full of himself, but more importantly, he is a snoozer. And we have to be careful because people are easily fooled by this kind of politician. The smooth talking, big, bright, veneered smile with the ultraviolet white teeth, the hair gel, right? All the hair products, the Botox. People actually fall for this stuff. We have to truly be careful, all jokes aside, right? And remember, the importance of all this is what? It's not just about preaching to the choir, right? We're all tuned into the politics. We're all aware. But it's important because why? Because the third party is listening. Who's the third party? It's suburb women, right? And moms, people who are emotional, people who are not politically savvy or politically informed, people who don't really pay attention till around October. It's important that they hear and see this and that they're brought to light, right, on the slickness of a Gavin Newsom. But Jim Stanley and I, see, we're on the same page. And listen, folks, you're smart. You get it. You understand that this guy is not only bad for the state of California, but bad for America and its future. Because believe me, this guy is going to run for president one day. I thoroughly believe that. A lot of people have that same consensus. And we need to be aware of his tactics and expose him. But Jim Stanley, oh, I got so much pleasure from Jim Stanley on this issue. He understands us. He's on our side with this. Jim Stanley, the press secretary for the state assembly Republicans, sent his ideas to Newsom with a letter shared by the California Globe highlighting the governor's accomplishments while in office. I love this. Here's what he wrote on X, and I quote, "Under your bold leadership, California has developed a truly unrivaled method of incinerating money. While most people would think it's impossible to spend $24 billion on homelessness only to see the problem grow rapidly, you have proved the naysayers wrong." I love that. Stanley then provided his suggestions, which depicted homelessness encampments and fire. And I quote again, "I think these capture things nicely," Stanley wrote on X. And if you look at the caption, it's four different coins, and you'll see tents, you'll see fires. I thought it made for a really great visual. So if you haven't seen that, go check that out. But this is great. Listen to what others had to say on X to this guy's ridiculous and tone-deaf notions about a coin when gas prices in Cali is $5, $6, and $7 a gallon, and homeless encampments line the streets in L.A. and Oakland and San Francisco, etc. These cities remain plagued, folks, remember, by homelessness as nearby businesses close their doors because of safety concerns. Theft, robbery, vandalism, drug use and overdoses, littering, trash, and feces. Health concerns as well, okay? Here's a user who pointed to many of the problems California is faced with, telling the governor, and I quote, "A coin contest seems totally out of touch and ridiculous." The same user actually suggested Newsom contact Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for how to run a successful state. Now, you know I love that. Can you imagine Newsom's reaction when he actually read that? Love it. Man, people were actually eating him alive on this. Now, remember, he asked for it. He asked for the suggestions, and boy, did he get it. I love it. You see, this is the people letting this guy know what a hack he is and how they are fed up and willing to tell this guy about his lack of leadership and his failures and his phoniness to go kick some social rocks, okay? Or at least maybe chew on some and break those teeth and choke on them. So more suggestions for putting a homeless encampment on the coin were suggested on X, while another suggestion included a coin with the state of California, electric batteries, and a mask symbolizing Newsom's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the bottom of the coin, it reads, "In Newsom, we trust." Other users suggested placing illegal immigrants on the coin, high gas prices, or someone using drugs. All very, very appropriate. So, in honor of the smart people like you who see right through this and actually care for the people of California, because again, they are Americans after all, I would like to conclude today with a savage truth about Gavin Newsom in my own way. Again, to rally around Jim Stanley and all the others who understand that although I am using sarcasm, and so were the others I mentioned, what's going on in our states by these socialists, these Marxist individuals, many of them in leadership and many in activist roles, this is actually a serious matter. These are lives that are being impacted. And after seeing the movie Civil War last week, which, by the way, was a glimpse into the country and what it could look like under tyranny, we could lose our country. Okay, that's something to think about. We could lose our country as we know it. And so while I encourage you all to have fun, I'm going to take my own advice and do just that and follow in the spirit and trend of the one who started this all, Jim Stanley. And to so many of you other smart people who actually followed, to send a message to Gavin Newsom and in a lighter way, get people to understand the scope and scale of Gavin Newsom's failed, disastrous leadership. And in reference to last week's episode, shine a light on the devastation and absurdity of socialist policies in action and the devastating results. So as you listen on your ride home or cleaning your house or sitting at your desk at work or at home, or on the treadmill or on the bike for an easy type workout, I'll cover three main topics. This is what he's really, really mastered in: immigration, homelessness, and the Great Exodus, rounding out with appropriate and earned ode to Newsom's legacy. Enjoy. And it sounds a little something like this. I call it The Golden State's Tarnish, a sarcastic ode to Gavin Newsom's leadership. Ah, California, the land of dreams, where the sun shines bright and the governor's smile even brighter. Let's take a moment to appreciate the visionary leadership of Gavin Newsom, whose unparalleled governance has truly reshaped California into a cautionary tale for economists, immigration officers, and social workers alike. First, we must tip our hats to Newsom's economic strategies, which could be mistaken for avant-garde comedy if they weren't so tragically real. Under his stewardship, California boasts some of the highest taxes in the nation, ensuring that only the bravest or most delusional entrepreneurs dare to invest there. The regulatory environment, the thick red tape, serves as a perfect battleground for anyone daring to start or maintain a business. The state's economy, much like a fine wine, has matured into a stagnant brew, with businesses fermenting ideas of escape rather than expansion. Immigration, a revolving door policy. On immigration, Governor Newsom has outdone himself with policies that appear to have gone or been drafted during a particularly distracting game of ping pong. California's sanctuary cities, a testament to Newsom's commitment to, well, something, have managed to be both a beacon and a warning light. The state's approach, marked by a lack of coordination and clarity, ensures that everyone, citizens, immigrants, and the government are perpetually puzzled. Bravo, Governor, for keeping everyone on their toes. Let's discuss homelessness from bad to apocalypse. Now, let's stroll down the streets of San Francisco or Los Angeles, where Newsom's policy on homelessness has truly borne fruit in the form of sprawling encampments that could rival many a small township. Under his compassionate leadership, homelessness has flourished, providing the urban explorer with an immersive dystopian experience. Prostitutes, drunkenness, death, and the state smell, feces, is a new and unwelcome attraction. By pioneering the do very little approach, Newsom has ensured that homelessness is not just a crisis, but a full-blown lifestyle for an ever-growing segment of the population. And finally, the exodus. When leaving is winning. And who could ignore the great California exodus? Newsom's leadership has been so inspirational that people are leaving the state in droves. Why stay in paradise when you can live affordably elsewhere? Truly, Newsom has redefined the California dream. Now it's about finding your way out of California. And in conclusion, this, of course, is undoubtedly a legacy unmatched. In summary, Governor Gavin Newsom's tenure is a testament of how consistent underachievement can elevate mediocrity to an art form. Through his governance, Newsom has boldly led California to the brink of collapse. Let us stand and applaud. For not every leader can take a state so rich in resources and potential and diligently ensure it underperforms across the board. Governor Newsom, we salute you. Sarcastically, of course. And that, my savage friends, is the savage truth. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.